recording.
Hey everyone.
Welcome to this special edition of
Pissing in the Stream of Consciousness with your hosts, past Kyle and past Kendrick.
Yeah.
Kyle's over here.
Hi.
We've also got with us Tyler, the One Destroyer.
Hi.
Tyler Salvage, everyone.
Gary O'Nevins.
That's an authentic
leprechaun. That's
exactly what that is.
People.
And his wife, Emily O'Nevins.
That's my new last name?
I don't know.
Wow, that's going to be a shit ton of paperwork.
Well, you're already filling out once. It should be easy.
If you guys hear rampant dogfighting in the middle of this podcast, it's because there is a dogfighting pit in front of the microphone.
Yeah, we've got some pretty solid dogfighting action in here.
I've got about $50 on the dingo breed, I believe.
He's kind of not very passionate, but he outweighs the contenders by about 100 pounds.
Exactly.
Because the other ones are tiny.
So, I believe we're going to start with, what did you say we were going to start with?
We were going to start with Bathrooms of the World, which is right up there with Potpourri, I think, on our list.
Yeah,
so,
it means that we talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about.
But I think it's going to start with Bathrooms of the World, and I kind of think that I would like to start with Tyler. Tyler, what do you feel constitutes Bathrooms of the World?
That is kind of an interesting subject because there are so many bathrooms in the world.
There's a lot.
How many bathrooms do you think there are?
Millions. There are millions of bathrooms.
I'm asking Tyler.
Sorry. Tyler, how many bathrooms do you think there are?
You know, at least a million. Probably 1.5 million.
A million bathrooms.
So
it's
hard to say.
That's a very... safe guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to guess there's one bathroom.
One bathroom, Bob. We got one bathroom.
One bathroom.
Emily, how many bathrooms do you think there are?
Without going over.
Closest without going
per
over.
Per person?
Kyle, I feel like you should be looking this up so we can get the answer.
I'm not going to look up how many bathrooms there are in the world.
Is the answer in the bottom of your socks?
No, it was something in my
toes. Are your socks a bathroom?
My socks are not.
I'm
going to
go with two bathrooms, Bob.
Two bathrooms. A bath and a half.
Bath and see, you just put yourself in a weird spot, though, because there's more than that here.
Fair.
Interesting game.
Will it
pan out, Cut?
Finish the discussion of bathrooms in the world.
No, I think there's something to be said in there.
So, I guess the real idea of this topic was, how bathrooms differ. So, this was originally something we had talked about in the Dive Bar podcast, where we're talking about...
For 18 seconds.
Yeah, for all of 18 seconds, we talked about how this bar bathroom was worse than any other bar bathroom, right? The one at that karaoke bar?
It wasn't worse than any other. Actually, Gary, did you hear our first podcast?
I did.
Okay,
and
so
Emily was there. So
Emily also went to the dive bar. You weren't there. The dive bar in question that led to our first podcast. Mm-hmm. So, do you remember going to the bathroom? I'm assuming the women's was the same as the men's. So, or at least comparable.
Did you go to the bathroom there?
I did.
Emily?
If it's a dive bar, I probably held it till I got home. Because
no, you were there, though.
You were there at the karaoke bar.
Yeah,
when
the
karaoke.
One
the lounge.
Yeah.
Emily has
built it's the something in.
Oh, yeah. I did not
lounge.
Use the bathroom
no,
there.
So Gary, you did.
Yeah.
Gary and everyone has first-hand experience in the bathroom.
First-hand.
Tyler could have
I've seen it with my own eyes.
Can you please describe this bathroom to us?
So the door in, I remember it being just your basic swinging door you'd expect on any bathroom. But the actual stall door was like a house door that was like not a good house door. And honestly, it wasn't, as far as the quality, I'd put it the same as the bathrooms that I went to in, it was,
Ecuador.
No,
Syria?
Where was I?
Whoa, too soon, man.
Whoa.
Just those crappy bathrooms at truck stops between here and California.
Right.
Okay.
Like
so
it
was
not well kept.
There was definitely a glory hole.
So I want to point out one thing that
I didn't have access to it.
Darian, you admitted this was that the paper towel dispenser, rather than being mounted on the wall, was sitting on the.
No, that was the soap dispenser.
Sorry, that's right. The soap
dispenser. So it was basically useless.
Was just sitting. And it was one of the ones with the push tab at the bottom.
Yeah.
That pushes that it made soap out at the bottom, but it was literally just sitting on the counter, leaning against the wall,
To be honest, I felt like it was dirtier to touch it, so I just washed my hands with warm water.
And call it good, because in all honesty, the glasses are probably just as gross.
Exactly.
That's where you exclusively hope that the women's bathroom had better setting, better setup, and only talk to the female bartender.
I just washed my hands when I got home. That's all I know.
Emily looks like she wants to
see. Yeah, no, my memory was jogged because I tried to forget that night because we were in weird company.
We'll go ahead and omit names of people for the for the purposes of...
And I'll go ahead and
protect
fill those
the
in
innocent.
Right now.
Protect
the innocent. And the guilty.
No, so...
Katrina's
especially
voice,
the guilty.
Wow, just enough. Okay.
Right there.
And he,
okay.
He's probably not going to listen to this, so...
I don't give a shit if he does.
Hey, Josh.
So. Wow, I'm the asshole!
Sorry, Josh. You know,
yeah. I'm not sorry.
Don't no fucking sorry. Go to the bathroom right now.
I'm not going to the bathroom.
Tyler is jettisoning himself.
Help, this bathroom
in keeping up
so
with sit-slop tradition, Tyler is jettisoning himself from the conversation.
So, bathroom.
Back. Oh, wait, no, he's gone again.
No.
Okay.
Nope,
he's
okay.
Out. Okay, so bathroom.
I was going to just say that in the ladies' room, the fixtures, I suppose, like soap and paper towel,
yeah.
They were actually on the wall.
Ah.
And paper towels were empty.
Good.
Which, you know, is a good thing you wear layers because you can kind of dry off on, like, your tank top so your skin stays dry. But,
well, I frequently leak, so I know the layer
thing. Kyle leaks, everyone.
Kyle leaks.
From every orifice.
Everything.
Orifices
you haven't heard of.
I have long legs, and I'm pretty sure anyone without long legs would run into this problem with the bathroom about how your knees touch the door. When you sit down, because there's no
my
room.
Knees touched the door in the stall in the men's room. I don't know if anyone else.
It's a really tiny stall.
It really
yeah,
it
was
tiny.
It was
really
door open
at that point.
I was actually struggling. No, you couldn't because the door opened and you couldn't get open the other door. Like it was.
Yeah, you're
oh,
safe.
We had a little bit more room than that.
Yeah.
We had
like
a little bit more room than
dwarf
that. But
size
it was.
Stall.
It was a dwarf stall. Yeah.
Dwarven stalls. So
dwarven
that's why
stalls.
We had.
But not up to the normal
minus
standard of dwarven, you know, equipment manufacturing.
That explains the. Razor dispenser and the shaving cream because the dwarves and the beards and
right.
The little hairy
shave.
Women.
Oh,
all
right.
So,
women.
What do you guys, when you guys have been across the oceans,
I've been to all
of
the countries.
Places, have you noticed similar dive style bathrooms in places across
I
the world?
I would say that American bathrooms, and I don't, I'm not coming at this from this weird patriotic thing, but I would say American bathrooms are by far. The most spacious and clean of any place I've ever been to in the entirety of Europe.
Yeah, I agree with that.
With the minor exception of possibly Canada.
Hey, future Kendrick and Kyle, you should add patriotic music when we edit this, because that'll definitely
oh,
happen. No, don't. No, no, no.
Not,
not,
not
now.
Later.
It's not how it's not.
Just like while you're talking about the quality of the bathrooms. Like when you, most bathrooms, especially in the McDonald's, you know, like how American is that? And
right.
Almost spotless.
Right. But I'm thinking of when I was on a tour in Scotland, and there was this one bathroom that we stopped at, and it was an outdoor bathroom, and it didn't have a roof.
Okay. That's a good... I remember...
Kendrick shrugged here.
Have you
and,
ever been in one of those bathrooms, like at like a rest stop in Colorado? Like the ones that are just these deep, dank pits?
Yes.
That
yeah.
Sea
yeah.
Deep buildings?
Yes. Yep. In the middle of nowhere, right?
Still
yeah.
Nicer. I remember...
Still nicer. Actually, because this
like
thing,
the one we went
I'm not
to
kidding, this thing was made of stone. The building was made of stone. It had a bathroom that I believe was built in 1946 during the war, like probably before
the Great
that.
War?
So before that, so during the war, because it was made out of...
The Civil War, not the
yeah,
not World War
like,
I.
Like the, but the British Civil War.
Okay.
Look that
yeah.
Up. I'm sure there's one. You can find it.
1700s. Or 1600s.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And dog has dog toy on dog right now. He doesn't know too about it. Anyway.
Wow.
And I can think of several places I've been to, including disturbing places in Austria, Italy. Italy doesn't believe in public restrooms. Actually,
mm-hmm.
This is something worth noting.
They
philosophically,
just use the street?
You just pee in the street.
I ended up having to do that in Ireland because we drank too much most of the time.
To be fair, in Ireland, it's not because of a lack of you know, equipment so much as it is you're drunk.
So
yeah, yeah.
In Germany, they're all technically pay toilets. But
yes.
It's not like a little slot in a coin. They just have a little tray out in front.
Yeah,
and I'm not
actually,
sure how they enforce it.
This might actually
do.
Be worth talking about here because in Germany and in a few places...
That worked really, really well, actually.
She's just
wow.
Growling on principle now. In Germany, there is the culture of paying to use the restrooms. And many of them have like coin-operated toilet doors where you have to put a coin in to open it. But... Yes, it's that song by that band, Coin-Operated Pooper.
That's right.
But in a lot of places, they're too cheap to invest in those,
well,
so they just have a basket.
This was a Burger King in Frankfurt, and they just had this little... I remember it was actually kind of a nice little tray. I think it was like ceramic almost.
Yeah.
And it was just this brightly colored tray. There was like some... There's like a 10-cent coin sitting in it.
Euro cents.
Yeah.
From America.
Euros.
Euro cents.
And, like, I guess that's how much you put in it. Because the problem is that as a foreigner, I don't know what's fair.
Like, I don't
like,
know what this money
what
means. I don't know what it costs to pee. Does it cost to poop? I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, do you have raging diarrhea? Do you put a fiver in there?
Bucks.
I mean.
Yeah. I'm going to ruin this. Do I need to put, like,
I'm just going to take the train and keep adding to it and then
food.
Leave it outside after I'm done.
You want to go out in front and talk to someone who's like, it's stupid. Like,
your train wasn't big.
Come and see.
Please describe to me.
Foamsy? Fifty?
And then just keep shaking their heads because they make more money. It's like, no,
because
nah.
The Germans are
100
euro
to pee
like,
here, man.
German bathrooms are dictated euro. By bulls.
Weirdly run by paying for it. Tyler, you're very quiet. Do you have any input on this?
You know,
Tyler, have you been on the side of the country?
No. I don't really use bathrooms. I consider going to the bathroom a sign of weakness.
Fair. I feel like we may have picked a topic that was unfair to you.
Yeah, it was.
Do you
want to
make up a story
about
bathrooms?
Another story about bathrooms.
Okay,
yeah. Well, it's a Tokyo story, and a guy went to the bathroom in this really expensive hotel, and the bathroom is just, it's just one floor, and it's just a window all around, and so you can go up to the window, and the urinal's right there, and so you're just peeing over Tokyo. So you're just peeing on Tokyo.
Interesting.
That's the only
I'd pay for that.
Yeah.
I wonder how much they charge. Yeah.
I think it's free.
Okay.
Because as far as I know, humans need to pee. So.
Wait, is it so the whole room is a window?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a top floor, right?
Yeah, it's like a top floor.
It's a penthouse piss house.
Yes.
So
exactly.
Like, is it like a urinal glass or something?
Well, in Tokyo, they don't have urinals. They just kind of pee on the floor, and it goes in the drain. As far
so
as
like
I know.
Your shoes are walking all over piss?
There's like a hole.
Yeah.
I'm going to Tokyo and I'm just walking all over everybody's piss.
Well, if you're in the bathroom.
No, just like anywhere.
To be fair, that's true of anywhere out here, too.
Yes,
so
I know,
bathroom,
but don't bring it up.
Emily,
we actually have deposit repositories.
I have nothing to say.
Have
you ever, peed into a urinal as a female?
No.
Clearly
I
don't
doubt that. That is a goddamn lie. I'm calling you out on Sitsock. A Sitsock call out. Bro.
Okay, so I can tell you.
Music for that.
I can tell you that. Yeah, future Kendrick, or that's going to be future Kendrick. Kyle's too drunk to figure this
out. I'm not
too
drunk to do
this. Future Kyle is not a functional alcoholic like future Kendrick
is. That
is so. I have heard legends from some of my female compatriots over the years of a two-woman operation in order to use a urinal, where one is holding the other one up in order to properly arrange themselves to use a urinal.
Confirm or deny.
That seems really
complicated. I believe it. I've never had to use a urinal, though.
Okay, well.
Emily, what is your stance on hovering? Because
I'm
pro-hovering.
Can you please define hovering?
Okay,
Tyler?
So as I learned from the Reddits, the source of all knowledge.
Reddit.
That often women will hover over the seat, as in, like, not sit on it, but they'll just, like, peek, like, kind of, like, crouch over it.
Really,
and
it's just
pee.
Fantastic.
And it just messes up everything. That's what I hear. I hear that the hoverers are the worst kind of human being.
All of that speaking is almost certainly on there, and that is amazing. Everybody,
yeah.
Koufax, what's Koufax's last name again?
Johnston.
Koufax Johnston?
That's his contribution.
He is squeaking that like
world.
A motherfucker.
Koufax,
and I think right now,
talk about bathrooms of the world.
In all honesty, I think Sora is mostly upset because Koufax is squeaking that thing like three or four grade levels ahead of him because he can't squeak it nearly that fast.
So FYI,
so
these
upset.
Are all dogs we're talking about in
no.
Kendrick's home.
No. Yeah, so we're dog sitting right now, and our two dogs that we
maybe
have.
Maybe we take the toy away from him for the.
It might be a good idea to do that.
You know, there are way too many toys. I think that's impossible.
Take
I mean,
the noisier toys away, at least while you're playing tug of war.
Guys, it's only encouraged
anyway.
Him. Guys, you made a mistake.
I made no such mistake, Kylie. You're not playing
just
tug of
put your fingers
war.
In his mouth.
Yeah, and his butt.
I'll show you my thumb in his butt now.
No?
So. I'm not doing anything. I'm just telling Tyler to do things. So, basically.
What about troughs? Ever have to pee in a trough?
I have had to pee in a trough.
Well, you mean like an ice trough or something?
Yeah,
I was going to say, they often have ice in them for reasons that I don't really understand.
I think it
because
was.
Because ice prevents splashback.
You're peeing in a trough.
Well, smell, yeah, too. It keeps the smell down.
It keeps the smell down, too.
Cold pee doesn't smell as bad.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I know that. Yeah. Cold pee does smell less bad, even mm-hmm. when it's in your pants.
You notice that there's not a real good angle that your urine can hit the porcelain,
yeah.
that it doesn't splash in all directions.
Ooh, especially with those San Francisco pee-proof walls now.
Oh, yeah.
Man, have you guys ever been sitting on the toilet and you go to pee and, like, the wall of the toilet is just, like, the right angle where it just sprays back up all on you and you're like, damn.
Yeah. I didn't really want to acknowledge that.
Guys, this is our podcast. We're just going to
fist bump quietly.
That's
I'm going to go over and simulate that fist bump over here.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
It's a little light come on, so I think we actually...
I don't think that it's not possible for females to do that.
It's certainly possible. You just got to want it more.
It's all about velocity.
I feel like the philosophical aspects of this podcast are gone right now.
Hi, Mom.
Well, we did pick a topic.
That was a hello to Gary's mom, who's also
my mom. We did pick a topic
mom.
That was very not conducive to philosophy.
We did talk about toilets of the world. Bathrooms, I suppose, of the world.
I mean, like, so that's interesting, though, that Tyler brought that up, though, because...
Oh,
I just remembered something. Did you hear about the, I believe it's a village in India? That got brand new toilets from, I don't know if it's UNICEF or whatever. But rather than using them, they're still all shitting in the street. They actually have been setting up these little shrines where the toilets are to gods and things.
What?
I don't, look it up.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
We'll look it up later. I have no opinion on that.
Huh. Yeah. So, like, they're not even using the toilets.
Right. They're still, like... they created the toilets to try to help the community, and all it did was just create something
so they don't
even
really
stranger.
Maybe the toilets are now a source of fresh water.
That's a possibility.
There you go.
I mean, water's pretty rad.
What do you got?
On the vein of toilets and weird toilets, I remember seeing online about something in the UK where to cut down on the pissing in the street problem, they set up just porta potties, but fancier porta potties, so they look like a mirror all the way around, but it's like that one-sided mirror, so you can pee in privacy, but you're watching all these people come and check this out, picking their teeth and all this great stuff. And
so,
what you're telling, I don't know if I'd be okay.
What you're telling me is that I now have the opportunity to, on a street somewhere, urinate while maintaining eye contact with a stranger.
Yes.
Without them getting mad at me.
Yes.
Without
where
them
is
knowing,
this place,
really.
And I want to fly to?
I'm pretty sure it's London.
London. Okay, we're flying to London. Next Sitsock will be in London.
So I noticed this today at Old Chicago. So
Chicago, give us money.
Peeing, yeah. I was peeing in the urinal.
In the street in front of Old Chicago.
And this happens at any kind of bar or beer place. There's a little beeping that happens when you're peeing in urinals, and like I only notice it when I'm drunk, and I always think it's some type of alcohol analyzer, breathalyzer. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I only hear it when I'm not sober in bar bathrooms. And I'm peeing, and it's like, beep. Has anybody ever heard that?
I've never
before?
Encountered
never?
That.
Nobody's
actually,
ever seen
no, it. I have encountered where the motion detector for the lights will beep sometimes.
Oh, maybe that's... Well, this one was in the motion detector toilet.
Well, then you probably just gonna have a microchip in your
head. I know.
You're going to die. When the
so
CIA
another interesting thing is, like, the targets, or, like, the stuff
the
that
flies
you...
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this was funny, because... We went to Dave and Buster's for the Ethernet dinner that you guys didn't
Dave
go to.
Dave and Buster's you went to?
Yeah, because
well,
nobody
crap.
Nobody came, so I took two.
I would have gone if I
knew
it was Dave and Buster's.
I would have gone for Dave and Buster's too.
No,
we were at a hockey game.
We couldn't have done that.
Yeah, so. I would have.
Anyway, they had these little field goals with these little footballs that were like attached with like string, so you could pee at the football and like spin it as you're peeing.
Which
and
Dave and Buster's?
Who resets
those? The one down south.
The one we went to?
Yeah, they just put them in.
No fucking way.
Yeah, it was interesting. All right, like,
Sitsock, the next, after London, Sitsock's coming out of
David Buster's bathroom, everyone.
Because we didn't really need to rehash the toilets of the world, or bathrooms of the world topic.
Of the world,
we always
part
have to
six.
Bring
part
up, and
it'll
sort of be a segment.
We're going to go around the world and discuss bathrooms.
So like, it was interesting, though, because that whole idea of like giving giving some drunk guy something to aim for.
Okay, has anyone used a bidet?
No, but I want to.
I was 11 and I was really confused in Italy.
What? Okay,
yes.
Let's hear about this.
Let's hear
more.
The story. I'll hear about 11.
I was 11, so I don't know how much of it I remember, but I remember that.
The beautiful part about this is you can
so
make
our
it
friends that
no
had been, that we'd known for years and years and years, who were neighbors, finally moved to Italy. We went to visit them. They had a gorgeous farmhouse in outside Milan by like an hour.
Milan.
It was amazing, gorgeous, beautiful countryside.
Bellissimo.
Are you just going to keep adding flavor?
Is there a bathroom part of the story?
I am.
Eventually.
I'm
taking
Italian long story, so I'm learning Italian. Okay.
Okay. Well, finally.
Languages of the world.
Languages of the world.
Bella
Italian. And you. You do have to maintain your
So, after jet lag, well, part of the jet lag experience is trying to use a toilet, and there's a bidet next to the toilet, so you kind of figure out that
there's...
Did
you plunge into the bidet?
I was close.
Okay.
I actually had to decide between the two, and before I made a decision, I left to go ask my mom what the hell a drinking fountain was doing next to the toilet.
Did you drink out of it?
No.
Aww.
Oh,
dream shattered.
I turned it on.
Hashtag dream shattered.
Hashtag dream shattered. But I'm not going to actually hashtag. I'm never, wait, I'll get up there. I better pick it up. It's okay, Koufax.
Yeah, that's hashtagging.
Hashtagging.
It's a thing.
You can hear it.
So
it's
you asked your mom why there's a drinking fountain in the bathroom.
And she said it's not a drinking fountain, it's a bidet. And it's used to wash your bum after you've gone poo and all that good stuff. Because toilet paper is sticky and it's just a mess. And
it makes far more sense to spray water at your asshole until it's clean.
Exactly.
The problem that I have is that I've seen bidets like shoot water like 10 feet in the air.
Yeah,
that sounds painful to me.
It's called pressure washing your bumhole.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I've had it. Have you ever... Like, so most pressure washers that you use will spray your skin off if they're at the right angle.
I say
intensity.
Pressure washing, obviously, colloquially, Kyle.
Okay, well, like, because if you ever try
you
to spray yourself with a pressure washer...
You use a removable shower head that's on a hose.
Sometimes you gotta suffer for cleanliness.
That's why I wipe five times more than I
use. It's true, that's why I use them. That's why I use them Medicaid wipes. Okay, 20 minutes.
That's why I use them fancy wipes that I have, I pay for. They're so nice. Keep you from getting all itchy in the butthole. You can all laugh at me, but I always know you fuckers use them up there.
I've never used them up there. I want to now.
You're welcome to. That's why they're there.
I didn't know they existed.
I didn't realize now.
You thought I had baby wipes up there? Like,
I just assumed you just...
So, this is one of the things that bugs me. So, the way that I vacation typically is I eat and drink a lot. I don't really care about sights very much. I just kind of eat and drink a lot. And so, I always get this thing where I'm like, it's a dangerous balance between drinking and then having to find a bathroom. So, like, it's just this game I play with myself where I'm like, I can have two beers and then I'll go to the bathroom. But if we're going to leave in 10 minutes, I need to make sure I don't have that second beer. Because I'll have to go to the bathroom at the next place we go
to. And you
to.
Gotta find a bathroom.
And then it's like,
the
logistics of bathrooms while traveling. That's what my vacations become.
I'm not gonna lie, I have parked at bars before because of the availability of restrooms.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey guys, let's stay here. Why? Well, there's a nice bathroom here.
So does having to buy a drink
Dublin.
To use the bathroom? Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Is having to buy a drink to use the bathroom the same thing as putting a tray out, or is it like? How's it different? Like,
well, I would say that
idea there?
As
do
a rule,
like
if I'm going to a bar, let's say this. Actually, I've
or gas station.
I've traveled a lot of places.
Yeah,
I've been around. I've been around Europe. I haven't been around Asia or Africa or South America except once. But my rule generally is, if I'm going to go in somewhere and use their restroom, I try to give them some money, and I like to buy something from them instead of just giving them cash, like to use their pooper. So one of the things that
I
remember,
how do you
distinctly
even keep track of that, like,
right? Like
as a
Well, yeah, so my whole point is that it's just to try and make it a net gain, because I feel like if I buy something, their markup offsets the amount of toilet paper I used, right? So it's all good. I remember once stopping at a bar in Dublin with Corwin, the remaining Owen Evans brother who's not here, and maybe we'll get him on a podcast one day. I don't know, maybe we'll have him call in. But we stopped in there literally to use the bathroom. And I just ordered 2 pints of beer. And then when he came out, I was like, all right, I used the bathroom. I put a beer in his hand. And we were like, right up. And then just drank 6 more beers there. We literally stopped there, if I remember correctly, because we needed to pee. And that was it. But then we ended up drinking there for the rest of the afternoon. So I think that in that sense, selecting a bar based off exclusively off of its facilities is not an unreasonable methodology
yeah,
when
no.
traveling. Because you never know if you're going to go up to some place that's like, that one place in Gunnison where the bathrooms were really, really sketchy.
Tavern?
Alamo.
No, the Alamo. Thank
yeah.
you, Tyler.
I didn't go to the Alamo because it was sketchy.
You never went there. I went there. I did cocaine off the toilet seat there.
You did cocaine?
No, I didn't, but everyone else did.
You totally did cocaine.
No, I didn't.
Off the toilet seat.
No.
You got an STD while doing cocaine?
You can't get that.
You got it in your
face. That's not how that works.
You got an FSTD. facial sexually transmitted disease.
Okay, no, that's fair.
It's just science, Kendrick.
I'm good with that. I'm gonna move on. I'm gonna stop.
So, is that whole idea that, like, they require you to do something, or is it better when they don't require you to do something and you just end up paying them anyway?
Well, I mean, I think the confusing part is that you're not really required, and it's not really listed anywhere.
Some
it's
places
a social
do, though. Like, you can't use the restroom unless you buy a drink.
Yeah.
Or, like, you it's only
bathrooms
for
are for
paying
customers
only.
Yeah.
I have no problem with the sign that says bathrooms are for paying customers
What
only.
If it's, like, a jewelry shop?
Then I wouldn't use the bathroom.
Well, yeah, but what if it's only bathroom around?
For hundreds of miles?
Sure.
Well, what the hell kind of jewelry shop is that?
Okay.
It
scenario
sell
one.
Sandwiches.
You're at the mall with your friends. You've been drunk. The only bathroom in this mall, for some reason, is making sense.
I'm sorry, I'm going to continue this. The only bathroom
in this
mall
is in the jewelry shop.
It's
nothing less
than
$50 in the shop, and the shop's only got bathrooms for paying customers.
Hold on a minute. This is too contrived. I don't believe it.
I don't care.
I mean, in all honesty,
I didn't ask your reflection.
So I will piss on the counter.
So the question you have is that, will I pay $50?
Like, no, but like, we're saying that you'll usually buy something in a place that, like, a convenient place to buy a bathroom.
I'll say this much.
But like, what if the place isn't convenient?
I feel like I'm obligated to pay at a 7-Eleven or a bar.
But should they make you, like, how do you feel about the nuance of that? Like for a 7-Eleven or a bar, it's like, okay, yeah, I can easily buy something for a dollar.
But if I'm at Zales give us money. I feel like they're making enough markup on their shit where they can eat the cost of the toilet paper. They can
eat but
their
like, so
paper.
Any rando that comes off the street from the mall can use a Zales bathroom.
Have you ever been to a Zales that has a bathroom?
It doesn't. That's not the point.
I think it is.
No, it's not, because all I'm trying to say is sometimes there's places that don't have public restrooms
Let's be honest. The reason why they have those signs is to keep homeless people out.
Yeah, I know. That's
what I'm saying. Crazy people, or people who are just like thuggish and just kind of want to hang out for a while and use the bathroom.
Only they can call themselves that. You can't call them that.
Homeless? No, you can call them
thuggish.
Yeah. Whoa, calling all homeless people thugs?
The Druids.
Okay, everyone. Kyle Hagen hates homeless people and believes them all to be thugs.
So
you heard it here, folks.
You heard it here first on Sit Talk. Pacing in the stream of consciousness.
And that's the end of our episode.
We're going to take Kyle out and shoot him now for being a prejudice.
You'll have to drag my body out because I'm
won't
tired.
Be hard. We've got four of us, and I've got guns.
How's that going to help you drag?
We'll shoot you into pieces.
Okay.
There's some big guns in there.
There's some big pieces in here.
Yeah, because you're fat. Kyle's fat.
It's a dick joke.
You heard it here first.
I probably wouldn't pay $50 to
use
the toilet.
You wouldn't. That's
just
not the
to
point.
Feel
the
like
thing
it's
is, like,
okay to use it.
Is it so? We've established that this idea of making people pay for bathrooms is to keep vagrants out of the restrooms.
Whoa, vagrants!
Yeah, I'll escalate it. I'll escalate it.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
To keep those kinds of people out, but like, so is everyone okay? I guess it's a personal opinion for the business, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Hands
it's
up.
Their
who
choice.
Has a problem with that? Let the record show. No one put their hands up.
I was making hand sounds.
To confuse
listeners.
Kyle was trying to confuse the listeners.
To confuse future Kyle and Keith.
That's you guys from It's Just Future Kyle and Keith.
Is that me? Am I the listener?
No.
You listen to one.
No one
listens
to our podcast. Literally nobody listens to our
your
podcast.
Your dad listens to your podcast.
My parents listen to our podcast.
Your parents should give us money.
Hey, Mom. They do give me a lot of money, actually, now. Thanks for the money, Mom and Dad. Love you.
Okay, so I guess that's fair. Like, it's dependent on the it's dependent on the business itself.
Like,
to
everywhere for this airs.
I mean, there are times where like a certain McDonald's they'll let anybody in there. They don't care. Or the Taco Bell up in Evergreen. I've seen people come in there use the restroom.
Oh my god, that one up in Evergreen, Colorado. There's a Taco Bell that happens to be a short distance from several trailheads and is a very convenient place on a couple of cross streets of highways that people commonly bicycle down. And I have seen at least two or three times where I've watched someone walk in their disturbing spandex of their with their bike outside, use the restroom, and then just leave while we're sitting there.
Yeah.
And obviously, they don't care. Yeah. Like, the Taco Bell there, they don't care because that's not big enough of an issue for them to put, like, a lock on the door, you know, like a number lock, like lots of cities have.
Sure, so I guess there's a difference between...
Or a key.
Traveling and downtown, because, like, when you go downtown, it's like,
taco.
If you're not buying shit in a store, you can't use the restroom.
And they have like a key code they have to give you,
yeah.
Or a key that they physically give you,
yep.
Or whatever.
And so I was at Garbanzo's once during last
Garbanzo.
Comic-Con.
Give us money.
Thank you.
Gave us the Comic-Con at Comic-Con. I don't know if they
Comic-Con
doesn't have any.
So and like I wasn't the paying customer, so they didn't give me the key. Like it was that person who was paying has to give the key, and it was really weird. And I was like, But I'm here, like, you know someone's paying for the group. Like, why don't you just let me have this? And they're like, it's got to be the person. I'm like, this is a little bit ridiculous. And
yeah.
I just decided not to ever
That's
go to
just
group.
An example.
But
are they off of 16th Street?
Yeah.
So 16th Street is very, very, in Denver, has an awful lot of vagrants, homeless people, and just dudes hanging around that would, like, use bathrooms, and I don't want to know what they do in the bathrooms, frankly, that they decided
what,
to
What makes you think they're going to do anything different than just normal
All
people?
I'm saying is that there's a reason that these people spent money to key their bathrooms, to, like, core their bathroom doors with keys or put key code locks on them.
Yeah.
And that means they spent enough money on that, which means whatever they did in there cost that much.
So I guess
or more.
It's on our listeners to tell us stories about why these people might do this.
I encourage all of our listeners to get on the comments and use your monkey fingers to type out things to us.
That's
we'll answer them.
Or non-monkey fingers.
No one has non-monkey fingers.
Or clap.
The lizard
paws,
people do not listen.
What
we
about
have
raccoons?
Zero penetration into the lizard people market.
Raccoon
They've got thumbs.
Raccoons have thumbs.
Raccoons don't care about our snark.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
they're a very noble
true.
Race.
They are a noble, noble burglary race.
I'd like everyone to note that I just held back a racist joke there because we're on a podcast.
All right, everybody. Kyle opted to not be racist once. So everyone just give him a round of applause.
All right, let's call this the quiz.
I think that 31 minutes is good for a special edition. Nobody here but Emily is sober.
I'm actually sober as well.
You're
sober
as something else.
Darian thinks he's all that and he's sober.
All that and a bad
sober. Nobody here
yeah.
but the O'Nevins family is sober. What?
Huh?
So,
you're
so,
just drunk
so,
enough
I
for
guess,
all of us.
We had a discussion
on average,
about bathrooms today and the bathrooms of the world and different things that surround using bathrooms. And
also, Sean Bean is an amazing bathroom.
Yeah, so Sean Bean is
I would go to the bathroom if Sean Bean
he
was
He said the best bathroom
there.
I think
ever.
That Sean Bean...
We
like, if he's in the next stall...
single Holocaust joke
Oh,
today.
God damn it!
I was... Okay, yeah, so I fucked that up. Sorry.
You
my
really
bad.
Jewed it up there. Which is to say you were
I did actually
say
Jewish earlier, so I guess that was kind of a...
I want to stipulate that my reference to Kyle, quote-unquote, Jewing it up is that he was a member of a proud and noble race... with large noses, who in no way were offensive.
Toucan.
They definitely don't keep a bag of
this
gold.
This is obviously not meant. I am 164th Jewish, and I have nothing against Jewish people.
Yeah, I have a Jewish friend. It's Kendrick.
What
yeah.
you need to do is take all your Holocaust jokes and concentrate them in one place.
All
right, everybody. This is Sit Sock. We're signing off.
See you guys.
Tyler Durden, Gary O'Nevins, Emily Dickinson, Kyle O'Hagan. And Kendrick Namakan fuck directly off and die.
It's a
That's
long
my
name.
Yeah, it really
weird
is.
Name. Bye,
is it Welsh?
Does anyone want their real names on here?
No. They were at the beginning.
Too bad.